Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
We think somehow that America doesn't have idols, but I can tell you the Western culture has its own idols. And God demands exclusivity of worship and obedience to Him. God said out of His own mouth, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." The dominant sin in the Bible was the sin of idolatry.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Let's go into a brand new message series from Pastor Rogers. This series is entitled American Idols. This is part one from that series, No Other God Before Me. Let's go into the message with Pastor Rogers today.
Know what happens when I eat this stuff late at night. I'll be sleeping standing up in my closet. There was a time when I was like him that I could eat it and it was good to go, and I'd run in the strength of it for 40 days. But now, push the button on the bed and let me raise up a little bit further. Because you nibble yourself. Let me just a little piece of chicken. You better not eat that chicken. A little brisket won't hurt you. No, I know that. I know a little bit, but then a little bit more. Because the Bible says the flesh is never satisfied. Come on, watch you at lunch today. Y'all ain't gonna be able to eat next to each other. Everybody to your room. Look across the table and somebody's going, "I think I'll just get me one more." And your wife says, you're putting on a little bit of... Creeping idols. Why were they so attractive? Because the other heathen gods and the heathen tribes in Canaan mocked the gods of the Hebrews because they only had one God. But the heathens had many gods. And they said, "You're weak because you only have one God and you can't even see Him. We have the God of this and we have the God of that and we have the God of this and we have the God of that." And it was so attractive. Why was it so attractive? Because the gods of other nations, watch this, did not require the kind of obedience that the Lord God of the Bible demanded. "I don't want you shacking up," God said. Now, it took several chapters in the King James to get this. God said, "I don't want you shacking up with somebody and sleeping around with everybody because you're going to get an STD. So I want you to be committed and devoted to one, and only after you get married. I want when I want, when I want it, and how I want it. You'll get something you don't want after a while." Why was it so attractive? Because there are, listen to me, and I'll pick this up next week, because there's demonic powers behind idols. It's not the bottle of the water or the music stand. "Oh, we worship you, oh music stand." No, no, no. Inanimate object. There are demon powers right now that use these idols to get your attention of attractiveness. Come on, somebody. What's gone up in the past 9 months? Pornography online. Drinking. Alcoholism. Suicide. Depression. Why? Because none of that stuff will satisfy. All idols are attractive. All idols are available. At any time. Don't you know it? If I want anything at any moment, all I got to do is pick up my phone. I don't even have to go to the store. I can buy it online and it'll be at my front door tomorrow. Come on, somebody. Idols are attractive, idols are available, and we focus on, here's what's happening. Listen, I know all of you say so-and-so's got ADD, but I'm just going to tell you there ain't a soul in here probably don't have a little form of ADD somewhere. Because we can't keep a focus of attention, even right now at 12:02. And I haven't been preaching as long as the news that you filled your mind with last night. Somebody doesn't have enough focus of attention in this building that they're watching Netflix right now. But wait a minute. Before you keep throwing your money toward that direction, understand they're doing everything they can to prostitute your little daughters on a show called Cutie. And all the while, we're clapping and laughing at the same thing. I say to you today, listen, it may be attractive and it may be readily available, but the Bible is calling us in this year of 2020, come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you unto myself. I'll put this last thing on you, we're gone. They're attractive, they're readily available, and they make promises. This is the three characteristics of any idol. They make promises that they can't keep. How many things? We got a whole group of guys here today from Project Hope. And I'm so thankful to have you guys. That's right, go ahead and make a little noise for Project Hope in the building this morning. Whole group of guys here. It's no secret. They're not in there going, I wonder what you're in here for. Wonder what you're in here for. No, every one of them said, I'm here because I need to get some help because that idol that told me it was going to satisfy me has left me empty and alone, and I'm in a place where I need some help. Well, welcome to the one true God. God don't make promises that he can't keep. If you want to be saved, go to the cross and he'll save you. If you want to be delivered, then go to Jesus and he'll deliver you. There is a promise that God said I made to you and to 1,000 generations. They're attractive, they're readily available, and they make promises they can't keep. Trouble comes. I'm really almost done. Trouble comes is when we can't turn loose of the idol because our heart is so attracted to it. You hear me? The other day, I'm going to tell on myself because I can't tell on you. The Lord said, this app on your phone wasn't something bad. It's actually pretty helpful, communicating all that. He said, I want you to take care of it. Get that out. How do I know it's an idol? If you're sitting around trying to reason and justify how that you can still. And I thought for a minute, what's wrong with, is this bad? This ain't bad. This is helping me get the gospel out. Isn't that spiritual? Isn't that so spiritual? It's not the app. Too much time in the huddle. What has most of your time? Let me ask you this question as we conclude here today at 12:05. Which time is an idol. How much time did you spend with the Lord this week? Some folks don't show up to church until 11:30. They just get 30 minutes of it. Come on now. Here's a question for you. What was the last thing you sacrificed for God? That crowd's quiet over there. What was the last thing or person that you sacrificed, laid it on the altar and said, I'm not going there anymore? It's taking too much of my time. It's taking me off course. It's talking in my head stuff that I don't need. I love how you're looking at me, smiling up underneath those little. What was the last thing? Here's the question. Can God have anything at any time and your heart is willing to release it? What if it's a person? Well, Pastor, it depends on what person it is. I mean, if I don't like them, then take them right on out of here. I mean, you're not tempted by too much asparagus. In fact, whatever it is that you don't like, you preachers included, can preach that thing down to the ground and wear it out. My God, I tell you, you better get away from that asparagus. It'll send your soul to hell. And everybody don't like asparagus will go, hey, hey, preacher, preach on. We like our pet sins to be preached on. But when the hammer comes down on the one thing, see that guy over there, that preacher over there, that prophet over there taught me years ago. He said, don't you preach to their flesh. You preach to their spirit. I've never forgotten that. So let's go there. Because back in the day, I heard so much preaching about smoking and drinking, all that kind of stuff, and people would get in a frenzy in my Pentecostal church, run around the house and shout because they weren't doing that. Because Pentecostal people, ooh, I'm fixing to dabble right here. Y'all still hanging out now, aren't you? Yeah, I want to hear the rest of this. Because Pentecostal people, if you smoke, you could smell it on you. Your mom and daddy would beat your britches right off. And if you drank, they knew good and well that you were all messed up, so they beat your britches off. But sex. And now you don't have to go to the store to get the magazine. Oh, did I touch something here this morning? Now you pull it up on multiple. Oh, no, don't look away. Look straight back at me. Don't look away. Let's go a little deeper. How about that envy of what somebody else has? My question is, why are you looking at somebody else? Wanting their wife while you're sitting in here with one hand worshiping God and the other hand's looking across. Listen, if you hear me preaching, you know where I got it from, right there. That's right. How about strife? Where we talk at each other now, not to each other. You know what the Holy Ghost hit me up yesterday? He said, where's your kindness? I'm kind. I give out water and mattresses and produce boxes. Where's your kindness? Y'all mighty quiet in here for 10 after. Let me go. Turn me loose. Hurry up. Get me out of here. You're digging into some places you don't need to be digging in. Oh, yes, I do. Because if there's an idol hanging out in your heart while you're sitting up in this holy house of God, you won't make it to heaven. For God said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Pastor, that's quite an indictment to say that I won't make it to heaven. Listen to me. You can sit right in here and sing all the same songs, worship all the same way, but if there's something that has taken your heart over and you're not exclusive to God, what do you think? The devil's going to come up and say, hey, I'm Mr. Devil. I've come here to kill, steal, and destroy your life. No, no, no. He comes with the chocolate you like. He comes with the gifts that you like. Strife and envy and malice towards people. Pastor, why can't we get the races together? I'll tell you why. Because people have got idols in their heart that they will not sacrifice one for another to come to the table and say, let's get along because we love Jesus and we love each other and nothing's going to tear us apart. Come on, church. We're allowing the gods of politics to dictate the way I treat one another. Preach, Pastor. We're allowing all these gods to pull our strings when in fact we need to get on our face before God and say, Lord, tear down every golden idol that's in my heart until I see nothing but God.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.